now, you are tuned into the Dope Dope Podcast. You gotta hear this.
What up? What up? What up? What up, good people? What up with y'all? What's good? What's going on? Dope Dope Podcast, man. What up, man? We on here. See if Hoodie jump on this thing. What up with y'all? What up? What's shaking with y'all? What up with, how I say it? Jackie Nep, 565 Yahoo, what up? What up with y'all on this good Monday? What's shaking? Red Fashion World, what up? What up, Red Fashion World?
What up, man? Keep your name alive, man.
What's up,
sweet? Can't worry about why
they
don't, man.
Started here.
Look.
Shortly.
Big Dawson, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm Red King. In the call. Yeah.
Yeah. What?
They say the sun won't shine forever. But as long as it's shining, then we might as well shine together. Big chop plus an umbrella in case that rain come. Insurance for my babies that get paid if that day come. Take a dad to my demise. Look up in the sky. Tell my brother how I wake up to another lie. I guess I'm popping. That's a big red. Only thing that we doing that bread spread like it's C-10. Tell all my people. Self-love is the best love. No get rubbed, but please keep your head up and tell my babies.
What up with y'all, man? Anybody watching these football games? What's this playoffs? What's this?
It be the ones who close, man. That's a real quote. To walk on water, had to hop off of them boats. Missing love company, but I'd rather be home. Won't be streaking on live terms to police. And nowadays, love is temporary like an agency. This who I am, that's exactly who I claim to be. So fat boy, had to put that on my flesh. It's gone over everything, can't get us over the rest. I see them clicking up. Already peeped the play, I'm going shotgun. I turned into Lamar Jackson and I ain't legendary. I need a day in the street, just turn to the GOAT. This was for my legacy.
Love is forever, and you don't gotta settle. Gotta show my kids they can make it through any type of weather. And if they hate me, still show love because you're special. Do right by your people when God gon' keep on blessing you. Love is forever, yeah. Love is forever, yeah. Love is forever, yeah.
You can always tell the ones that fail to decide, cause they fail to decide. Envious and bitterness in turn mill with their pride. Couldn't comprehend showing love, so I feel for them guys. Cause every word that I say. Cancel culture zeitgeist, the same ones that get you out the paint, living a tripe life. But if you right, breathe life in your seeds, the judge you are bitter. Fight for the seeds.
What up, man?
What's that? What's that?
You got it. What's good with you?
Man, can't call the same shit different day.
You already know that. Another Manic Monday, man. Happy MLK Day.
Man, most definitely happy Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, Martin Luther King Jr., man. What up? Let me share this thing real quick.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, let me share that. Damn, that one let me do three. What up with that? Oh, okay. Might be me. I feel like I could share more the old way they used to have this shit set up. But it's all good. What up, though? You in the car?
No, I'm at the spot. I'm in the car.
Oh, okay.
Man, sending some shit out. Sending them off. There it's going.
Yeah. What up, man? You watching any of them games this weekend?
Man, like, I ain't watched down another game, bro.
Yeah.
Not a one of them.
Not a one. I watched most of them. I think I watched all of them. My Eagles played.
Ain't no time of the day for me, huh? ain't no time in the day for me, bro. I ain't got no time to be doing everything.
Yeah, you got a lot of shit going on.
Too much. What's happening with it, though? You good over there? I see you about to get the fam pod going.
Yeah. We doing a little something, man, cutting up on a pod. We probably drop that maybe this week.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah. What up with y'all, man? We appreciate y'all rocking with us on the live, man. What's up, man? You want to jump into this thing?
Man, let's get it.
Let's get it. Welcome to the Dope Dope Podcast, man. Your weekly discussions of all things music and pop culture, man. I'm your man, Acklin, man, in this thing. And as usual, we got the big homie Hoodie in here, man. What's going on with y'all? What's up,
Mr. Dynasty? Big homie Hoodie, man. What's that?
Yeah. You know what it is, man. We are on IG Live, man, going through a few things, interacting with some folks, whoever jump on here and rock with us. What's up? Let's jump right into it. You got a cap? I ain't got no cap in a week. You got some cap? It's too much cap going on.
Man, it's a whole lot of cap. Big cap. It's Keandra popping. What up, Keandra? I see you in the cut.
Who's that?
It looks like it's say Keandra Deneen is watching.
Okay, what up? What y'all rocking with us on the pod, man? We appreciate y'all. But yeah, it's too much cap going on. I didn't have one specific thing to talk about. But the first thing I seen, man, over the weekend, they said they killed Yo Gotti's brother, man. R.I.P. to Gotti's brother, Big Juke. They said they killed him in Memphis, man. They wilding down there. What do you think about that? That's crazy.
It ain't safe.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. It ain't safe in Memphis.
Nah, it ain't safe in Memphis at all. You know. I guess we send prayers to they family, man, going through it. It's rough down there.
Man, I wouldn't want to be there right now.
Nah, not right now, man. It's too crazy. Seeing all this senseless violence. I will say though, the cap is that all these people celebrating when somebody get killed. That's kind of crazy, though, just because you a fan of one person versus another person, you celebrate when somebody else get killed. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, and a lot of these fans don't know this is real live shit, dog. I ain't even commenting on that shit for real.
Yeah,
I know niggas close to shit, so I ain't even.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I ain't crazy, bro. It's just wild. It's wild.
Hey, I just comment on the fans, like just just celebrating this and that on people that they don't really know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Smith, what up? KO Jones Jr. What up?
Yeah, what up with y'all? Speaking of some wild shit, man, did you catch Mos Def talking about Drake? He said Drake wasn't hip hop.
I don't know. I don't know what everybody's infatuation with hating on Drake is, dog.
Why is that the good take of most people, dog?
I just feel like Drake must be running through all the girls that these niggas want, dog. That's the only thing I can think of.
In the words of one of our partners, Drake is triggering to a lot of you niggas. And
it's crazy, dog. Like, niggas hate Drake, dog.
They really do.
That's all I can say, niggas hate Drake.
I feel like for somebody that kind of been off the scene for a minute, for the most part, and then to come back and to go viral, a nigga like Yaxin Bey or Mos Def, whatever, to come back and to go viral off talking about Drake is kind of wild.
I know it is. What you say, Suspense, on that, man? Hey, won't you come up on the live and give us your take, Suspense?
Between them two, because Mo don't even talk like that. He said, Hoodie, he said that man is shopping, Target and shopping music.
Like, it's some real hate. It was some real hate in them, boy. I agree with Suspense. It had to be something, because like if you ain't got no problems with the man, you give a PC answer. That nigga know what he was doing, saying Drake is pop, and that you hear this nigga music in Target.
Yeah,
he know what he's doing.
And then he just kept going with it. And like, I know what's gonna happen, darling. What's gonna happen is come back to say, well, pop is popular music. And
yeah,
that's like, nah.
Same shit. I said. He gonna try to say pop is popular music. I said that same shit.
Yeah, he's like, nah, you bullshit. Stand on what you said, because that's what you meant it as a slight, nigga.
Those death bars is gonna be crazy in the next Drake song, though.
the next trip is gonna be wild. Like you niggas.
He probably gonna say something about how I walked 16 blocks to do. Yeah, it's gonna be something crazy. Watch, I see it coming.
It's gonna be some shit. He gonna throw some Boondocks bars in there too, because you know he played the Gangsta Licious, the Gangster. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I walked throw 16, some shit in 16 blocks to get some of Gangsta Licious, his girl's brown sugar. It's gonna be something like that.
Something like that, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? He only giving him free pub, you know what I'm saying, to free ammo, I should say, though.
Hell yeah.
To do some shit. But yeah, I don't understand him with these niggas, anybody in general, dog, like, this much for them just to say some outlandish shit about Drake. Like, I figure they must think that they stock or they views or some shit is going up just to mention him, dog. And that's all it is to it, dog.
Probably.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of shit, man, let's get on it. What did you listen to that 21 Savage? 21 Savage dropped over the weekend.
I went through it a little bit. I ain't gave it the car test yet because it's all cold shit.
Yeah, it's bumping.
It's there, like it.
Yeah, I was to the car, man. I like that shit. I like that. They said it's number one on Apple Music. I know this is like, I don't know if this is the shit that's coming out because the movie's coming out. I know it's titled the same thing, American Dream.
Yeah, when that movie supposed to drop?
I don't know. That's what I was saying. I was like, damn, it must be great drop pretty soon. I mean, I know he dropped his project,
production on the album, from what I heard, sound good, though.
Yeah. Production's good. I like the whole thing. I probably didn't like maybe one or two songs was just cool. The rest of it's bumping, though.
Yeah. So
I fuck with that.
Yeah, dig it.
Yeah. Shout out to
everybody. I can't wait to get to the car test when I'm out and about.
Yeah, definitely got to do that. I forgot to mention too, like, what'd you say?
Nah, I'm just laughing at the notification I got, niggas. Nigga, it's some other shit. Nigga missed out early. He trying to get it back popping.
Ah, okay. Okay. Shit, we rolling through this, man. This might be a show, man. I got to go watch my Eagles anyway.
Bro. Man, I already feel you, bro. Yeah. I already know, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm tired of
them. Hey, you look tired. I wasn't gonna say nothing. You look tired of motherfuckers. I was like, damn, hoodie look tired. He done blew a few before he jumped on her or something.
Man, nigga, I'm beat, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, man, listen, I let work. Man. Hey. This is a in your area too. Now listen, man, Young Buck said 50 Cent trying to Ja Rule him, and this ain't nothing new. But the comments,
I don't like it.
What you think about that shit, dog?
I don't like that, bro. Cause that man act like he wasn't going at 50. You know?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna get your thoughts on. I'm like, what did I miss? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, now cause that nigga did not come out on top of his beef with 50. Now he won't act like the nigga bullying like him and in- shit. Nigga, nah.
Like he's innocent.
He's doing the same shit.
Okay, because like he's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how it is. You going back, 50 not gonna stop. Like, just cause you quit and ain't said nothing in a way. Like that nigga's super petty, though.
Yeah, because if that nigga had a came out on top, that nigga would stop, probably still be dissing 50.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't like it, bro. Nah, nigga. You gotta live by your decisions in life.
How is it in Nashville? Do they still got love for Buck? They still rock with Buck down there?
I mean, some niggas do, bro. I mean, it's still about the same, half and half. Yeah, some niggas, because nigga done did a lot of grimy shit, bro. And now that he on the outs for real, you know, now he want to tap back in with the city again. But nigga, some niggas remember what you was on, nigga.
Hey, a lot of niggas don't be forgetting that shit. They might not say nothing, but they don't forget that bullshit people do.
Hell nah, bro.
They keep an eye on that shit. They don't.
Niggas want to come back to the city when they need when they need you.
Yeah, but when they up, you don't really fuck with them that.
When they up, it's fuck the city.
Yeah. People in general do that bullshit. That's some bullshit too.
Yeah.
What else we got? DJ Envy said he's going to testify against his ex-partner in his trial.
He said he's going to testify?
He said he's ready to testify. He's, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Oh, this nigga's prepared.
He's prepared. Like, you know what I'm saying? Are y'all calling me?
This nigga has his statements ready. Damn. That's great.
What you think about that? Is it what you is he in the right to tell? I mean, I don't know.
I feel like this is a prime definition of snitching.
This right here? Break it down. Give me a reason why you say that.
Because I feel like Envy was involved with this nigga. They had a business together. He was getting money from this nigga. Y'all was cool. You knew what that nigga was doing, bro. And now the shit hit the fan. You trying to get your way out of it.
Yeah, because, like, I don't know nothing about what's going on. I ain't been keeping up with it. But I'm like, at this point, I don't know if he's, like, out of it as far as anything happening. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if they focusing on him or he's, like, out of it or if he's in it anyway. But I'm like, if you're not nothing, you know, like, you know you safe, like, you're not going to catch a charge or go to jail, anything like that. Like, I don't know. I think this freely offering to testify is wild.
Man, and if they ain't summon him either, he just going down there, nigga, like, I got some information for y'all.
I don't know. I think he was kind of like if they asked, this nigga if they need him to.
This nigga Lou from Raising Canaan?
Yeah.
This nigga wilder, bro.
Nigga, he might be Lou. Lou got drunk and went in there and spilled all the beans, my nigga.
Oh, everything. Lou started, hey, crying and shit.
He cried and just spilled all the shit.
I thought you was better than this.
Hey, let's talk about that. I thought Lou was solid. I know he been a drunk, but
this nigga talking deep in him.
That nigga went to the house and told it. Ah, that's been some shit about
that's
that.
That's amazing. Because I'm sure you got more bodies than this, Lou.
You know, yeah. What?
this the one that made you go tell everything?
He killed a kid. He ain't even crying on that.
Man, I'm saying, bro.
He didn't even kill Buddy.
Crazy.
He didn't kill dude. Like, Rock did that shit.
Man, I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know. They be writing in the feds on Marvin.
Oh, yeah. Like, damn. That's a rough one. They're going to be in a jam here, though.
This continues to be the only story I've ever seen where the main character is the least interesting character out of everybody.
You talking about the nigga Kanan?
I don't give a fuck what Kanan got going on.
Like, everybody's over him, even Jukebox.
Bruh, I'm more interested in what the fuck Famous got going on than Kanan.
Hey.
Famous done hit the boot and drop the confession song on that motherfucker.
He did. I'm thinking Famous gonna be the nigga that's scary. Go tell the shit. It's Lou.
Somebody going to jail.
Got a more on the live. Yeah, somebody going to jail between Famous and Lou. Somebody going to jail. Dog. I'm like, did the song hit Lou?
They might go together. Yeah, Lou recorded the motherfucker. Yeah. They gonna just tell everything.
They gonna spill all the beans.
They gonna now, out-tell each other. About. Who told? Who gonna tell the most?
Yeah. And that's some wild shit. That's definitely some wild shit. Nah, but that shit was good. Good, nah. I'm still mad they killed a Unique.
Bro. I'm hoping maybe they're gonna pull some shit like they pulled with what's her name, Lauren on
the Tariq and them.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That like he might be. I don't. No, like that would be good. I hope they do that shit, but hey, it look like he dead. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't like it.
I ain't like how he snaked. He whooped his ass, then he gonna go bust him upside the head with the pipe. You know who I'm really sick of now? The Spanish chick that had the grocery store.
Yeah. What she do to you, bro?
Because now, she wasn't shit. She was in there in that store getting beat. Rock bought her some business. Rock took care of the husband that was abusing her. Unique robbed her. She hate Rock. Well, that makes sense then.
Crazy. I would join y'all, but I don't have my eyelashes and bonnet on. Come on up.
Bonnet T. Bonnet T don't want to join us.
Come on up, T.
She got prepped for that NTI in the morning, too.
That's crazy, T.
Yeah, damn, T. You knew what time it was.
Every Monday.
Hey, we got NTI here, man. We got homeschooled tomorrow because of the weather.
Shit. We ain't even got that. These kids just running around.
Huh?
We ain't even got that. These niggas just running around. They just ain't got school at all.
Tomorrow is canceled.
Tomorrow is Wednesday.
Damn. I already canceled Wednesday?
Yeah. They canceled the shit in advance, the extra day. I said, the laziest motherfucking teachers out.
They just threw that shit on out there.
I just canceled a day. It ain't even 2 days. It's 2 days away from that day.
That's crazy. That's crazy. What else is going on, man? What else is going on? I got a light list, babe. What's going on? Like, what? Here's what
you got to put your whole face on before you come on live. It's crazy.
They said, she said negative to Amore. Tell me this is the perfect time. Like, yeah, T, this is, you know what I'm saying? It's the perfect time for you to get on and, you know what I'm saying, have Bonnie talk.
Get you I know you got a Halloween mask or something on there. Just put it on.
Yeah.
Put them filters on.
Yeah, they got a million filters on here. What else going on, Hoodie?
God damn, what the fuck is this?
You shooting laser beams, my nigga?
I don't know what that shit was, bro. I was trying to find a face for T, but this shit ain't work.
He said, I can't be repping dope, though, looking like a naked mole rat. Hey.
Damn, was that bad?
Damn, T.
I say you look like, what's the nigga name? Kim Possible.
Wow, no.
You remember he had a little gerbil. What was the name?
I don't know his name, though. But what was the little mole man on The Incredibles that came up out the ground?
Damn, it wasn't mole man.
It's a mole man.
Damn, that's crazy.
That's wild. Wow. Hey, it's Martin Luther King Day, man. I'm going to tell y'all this. Martin Luther King Day, man, this is always funny to me because Martin Luther King Week, and this is some bullshit, and this is hip-hop music party related. Why they, you know what I'm saying? Why Martin Luther King got to have a grill? Martin Luther King be out on all the flyers and posters? I ain't seen none this year. Is niggas finally getting their shit together? Or I just ain't seen none.
No, you just ain't seen none because these niggas been having Jonathan Majors on all the MLK Day flyers.
I seen Jonathan Majors with his sweater tucked in them joggers or whatever at the march, holding Carell's hand. Dog. What's up,
man? I got this nigga on Martin Luther Majors Day.
Shit,
yeah,
Martin Luther Majors. What's wrong with them,
though?
Niggas is wild.
I'll be having they sentence this nigga and give him this probation or whatever he's gonna do and get him on out the way.
Shout out Slade to Supreme, man, rocking with us on the pod.
What I don't know who I'm more tired of hearing about. Well, I was tired of hearing about Megan.
You was tired of hearing him say she was Coretta.
Man, he just wanted his white girl to be an honorable woman, that's all.
That's how it is.
On the white honorable. A white, honorable, black acting woman.
Hey, they ain't actually sentenced and gave him whatever they gonna give him. Nah, probation and shit.
He ain't gonna get no time.
Nah, he ain't gonna get no time. They just wanted to do enough since they couldn't give him nothing to give no time, just enough to not.
They just want to get his pocket.
He had it going on for a little bit.
They said, oh, nigga, you using Creed 3 Ant-Man, give us a little bit of money back.
Give us a little bit of that bread. We got to slow you down a little bit. And whatever.
Give us a little bit of that back. I need some.
Yo, they already canceled it, but yeah, ain't none of that extra shit. You know what I'm saying? They told that man he protected himself too recklessly. Hey, yeah.
Man, Megan Good got quit fucking these lame ass niggas though, dog. Oh,
she got a record of that shit. Who she had before this?
Yeah, she was with that pastor nigga before that.
Oh, she was married. So it was.
Megan Good got quit fucking these lame ass niggas. She was giving anybody pussy. She give me some. Crazy.
Amore, they said he didn't run away quick enough. They ain't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga did the Heisman like it was 2007-6 in Bowling Green.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
Who the Heisman on that hoe? Well, that's what that nigga did. He took off.
Hey, I don't know if y'all was watching last week. Hoodie said that man's coming back to a slight movie.
Hey, Sal. I told you.
That's how he gonna get back on, baby.
My words.
The Slade movie, you know what I'm saying?
Django 2. Nah, I ain't gonna be Django 2. Nah, he ain't gonna kill the white people. He gotta look submissive.
You said that nigga playing Captain Freeman, my nigga.
Nah, see, the thing is, you gotta look submissive when you come back. So he gonna be the Slade to get his ass beat. Cause you gotta
with all them lashes. Look submissive
to the white people. Yeah,
like you know what I'm saying? Crying, one tear, coming down his feet or some shit.
But that big black ass nigga knows Terry going right beside it.
Yeah, all right, 2-1 fool. You saying that man gonna be in a dress next?
Man,
they gonna remake it more, right? They gonna remake that shit.
Yeah, that nigga, he definitely watch, bro. I'm telling y'all, nah, I didn't watch.
That is the script for the most part, right?
I'll tell you. Mm.
That's it, like Disney. Yeah, like Disney
and Gore. Disney and Gore, yeah. They got a, what they call it? They call it bucking. And then what they call that shit back?
Yeah. That's it.
They got to break that nigga down. Now they got to show you how it's supposed to look for him. Yeah. Watch.
Shout out Omni, man. Omni on the pod, man. What's going on?
Was that what up, my nigga Brown, dog? That's my dog right there. That's my dog, aka my barber.
Brown the barber, okay. Shout out Brown the barber. What's up with y'all? What's going on with y'all, man? We just on here kicking shit, going through a few things, man. This might be a short part of that. Hoodie, I did have a question for you, man. Hoodie, what you trying not to see from these music niggas or music people in general for 2024, man? What you hope
not to see?
Huh?
You said what now?
What you hope not to see for 2024?
What you hope to not see?
Like what you hope stops in 2024 with this music?
Yeah, that's bad. There we go.
My bad.
Yeah.
I'm on the fly with it. You know what I'm saying? We done went through a little bit these topics real quick.
Hey, I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. I'm tired of all this killing shit, bro.
Yeah.
I think I'm about tired of all this killing music, bro.
You tired of niggas sliding and all that shit?
I think maybe I'm getting old, bro. Some of them be sounding good, bro. But for every nigga is sliding on everybody. It ain't going to be no humans left.
Bro. That's for real.
I'm tired of that.
Somebody said Lil Nas X,
too.
Somebody said Lil Nas X.
Definitely tired of that nigga too.
Definitely too. And he trolling on some Jesus. Oh God shit, this time I ain't even see it. I just seen it like a short little and I,
man, I ain't even paying that shit no attention.
Yeah, I don't know what he, you know. T, we ain't the people to break it down. I couldn't even break it down if I wanted to.
I could, but I'm not.
Yeah, Hoodie said he could, but he not doing it.
Yeah, I'm staying away from that.
Hoodie, I'm with you too. I'm tired of everybody sliding in their rap song. They need to do a little something else, a little something different. But
yeah, bro, it's getting old, dog. It's getting old, dog.
Yeah, it's still some bops with that too. And I don't mean stop getting money. I mean like we just need more variety. Because I'm not even hating on it. We just need some more variety. And it's different shit out there. I guess we got to find it and listen to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. It's just I don't know, bro.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Getting
tired of all the negative energy, man.
Yeah, that's kind of it too, yeah. Right? Like,
yeah, bro, I'm getting tired of that shit.
When, you know, people say it, and we be like, you know what I'm saying? Let them do their thing. But at some point, dog, it kind of weigh you down a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. I don't know, bro. It's too much shit to be happy in life, folks. Nigga. The niggas is rich as hell talking about running around killing each other.
Through the door, Empire. What up to everybody rocking with us on the live, man? Yeah, hey.
If I'm up a couple hundred thousand, nigga, I'm not concerning myself with spinning Atlas block.
Yes, sir. What they say? I take a couple of slide lines, but they slide the whole 32 bars in the hook. Yeah, that's exactly it. Hoodie, what you say? Hey, yeah, you up? Like, why you talking about? That's your lifestyle.
Yeah, nigga. But it ain't like niggas don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just like, what's the point, bro? Y'all niggas be rich as hell, bro.
It's not even artistic. Like, Big gonna give me the loop. They don't even try to be creative with it. Like, make you think, that's what he talking about. Like,
you know what?
Ain't no brain power. Ain't nothing to. You know what I mean? It's a good beat.
Hey, bro. You know what? I realized I was getting old. Shit.
What's that?
Did you hear that Big Hit shit?
Yeah. In the game.
That nigga said, I walk past the mirror and I bang on myself. I was like, all right, bro. I think I'm getting old, yeah. Bro.
I thought that was too much banging. Like,
bang on my son so hard, he banged back. I was like, all right, man, come on, bro.
I said, damn, now he did say that shit. Him in the game. Now, like, I'm like, y'all banging too much.
Yeah, bro. I said, man, I might be getting to that age. What up, Pete Morgan? I might be getting to that age, bro. I might be turning to an R&B nigga or something. This shit is Lottie's music, bro. It's just, it don't hit right in my mental, bro.
Yeah, like, the boy, we're still out here, man. We need a summertime fling part two or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody don't want just party no more. Like,
bro, that shit.
Like, damn.
And don't get me wrong, because I still enjoy a good, you know, ratchet song. It's just, it seems like that's all niggas want to do, bro.
Yeah. It's just having fun. He ain't even been out of jail 3 months yet. OG still institutionalized. That might be it. Man. What's the game's excuse?
Facts. This nigga been up for a minute.
Yeah, what's it nigga's excuse?
Yeah, I might have to jack that beat and put out a Dynasty freestyle.
Do it.
Man.
Let's hear that shit.
Do some funny shit.
Yeah, what about y'all in the comments, man? I feel like y'all agree with us, man. What y'all idea? I'm gonna add to it. I want to hear more artistry in 2024.
You want to hear more flutes?
No, sir, not the flutes though. I'm keep that. I listen to the Boondocks intro.
Hey,
I
don't need that. It's a nigga named Michael Prince, dog. That's cold as fuck on the violin, man.
Oh yeah,
that nigga's cold. What's the topic? Man, we was just what was we just talking about?
What we, you know what I'm saying?
What you tired of seeing and what you want to stop in 2024, bro? What you tired of seeing?
Yeah.
And I said I'm tired of a lot of the sliding music. Y'all nigga want to kill everybody. That's why we ain't gonna never take over the world as black people, because we gonna kill each other all the time.
They want that young shit, that dumb shit. Yeah.
And that was lines from a song, gang.
Yeah, that's why he's laughing.
What song is it?
I forget, but that is on there. That's from a song, I mean, yeah. What, but there's other shit out here. It just, like, really, like, some of the shit people were saying or have been saying is kind of true. There is other shit out here. It just,
yeah, like, this nigga young boy been killing everybody since 13.
Yeah, that nigga, yeah, for a long time. It's other shit out here. It just ain't
killed all the ops.
We don't hear it or see it, but there's a lot of shit out here, dog. It's so much music.
You want Jeezy to stop?
It's so much music. He want Jeezy. No more Jeezy albums. My nigga said Jeezy. He want Jeezy to stop in 2024.
Damn, bro. You can't ban the snowman.
I'm tired of people saying there's no good music because they still get that music from the radio like it's 1997. Fam, yes, sir. I did a daily dope on this. It is good music out here. Even if you're tired of this, you got to go find some shit. Like, we used to go find music back in the day, but I think it's so much music now that niggas get caught up. It's too much to absorb, dog. Like, they don't want to take the time to listen to other shit.
Hey, if you haven't, niggas got to get into LaRussell. I fuck with LaRussell, dog.
LaRussell was dope.
That's probably one of my favorite. I spent the whole week watching them pergola performances, dog. I might have to go out there.
LaRussell's dope. And LaRussell could get on the track with these other niggas and spit dope. Yeah. Spit dope too. He was on, I think it was Drama's project with somebody else, and he was killing it.
Yeah, he was on there. He got a song with, fuck, what's that nigga name? God damn, I forgot his name. We supposed to be bringing on Nashville in March. Fuck, what's his name? Yes, nigga just hit me about it. Fuck, dog. He a Detroit nigga. Not T Grizzly.
Not 42 Dub.
Nah, the nigga with the whole lot of chopper shit.
I forget. Thanks, Sada Baby. Skrilla.
Sada Baby, that's what it is. Sada Baby. Yeah, so Sada Baby.
Now, yo, Brown. Barber said that line that he said was from.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Nigga Jeezy he'll be rapping young shit, dumb shit. Hey, nigga Jeezy, dog. This nigga Jeezy so funny. He put out that jazz trap album where he had on the fucking Judy Funny Heck, like, yeah. Doug's sister. Nigga, that niggas rolled that nigga ass with that shit. That nigga went right back to, I got all the weight. They
killed him on that.
And then went right back to selling dope.
But yeah, shout out to Val on her. Omni said the audience has to dig and artists got to be loud with their shit. Yeah, that too. But it is good music out here. Niggas done got, we done got lazy in this era, in this age. You know what I'm saying? Lazy in our consumption of the music, dog. Like somebody said, listen, we just focus on the radio or even stream, and even if you listen to satellite radio, whatever, it's only so much shit that they gonna give you on there too. So it's the same thing.
Yeah, somebody just need to come make a cold ass radio station where they can really get shit off. I don't know what happened to radio, dog. It's like the only radios that's really popping is the ones in the big cities.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't even think
she said the request. Val Watts sent you a request.
I ain't got it, Val.
Well, he got your request. He just don't want you over here, Val. That's crazy.
Nah, it keep coming and disappearing. Something. Like it'll pop up.
That sounds good. It disappears. Then he gonna be like, well, shit, we out of time anyway, Val. So we have to catch you next time. I see the play, Val Watts.
That ain't the play. Look, it pops up, man, and then it disappears.
Yeah, that's convenient, ain't it?
Look, pop up, go away. Pop up, go away.
That's convenient, act.
Nah, for real. Let's move Val up. We ready to get up off here, though, for real.
I told you, man. I seen the play coming.
Hey.
He said he ain't got time, nigga. He said cool. The Eagles is on TV.
Hey, I just clicked accept. Where you at, Val?
My nigga said, do you know it's an Eagles game?
hey, that is true.
He said, we can resume this next Monday.
Yeah.
What y'all gonna do?
Who, the Eagles?
Yeah.
Hey, man, we got bullets. I look like we losing already. I'm sick of these niggas.
That's why this nigga try to get off the phone. Hey, this nigga be like me, bro. If nigga wasn't talking to me, we wouldn't be losing. Hey, a nigga be losing and blame everything, dog.
Yeah.
That's what nigga, this motherfucker, if it hadn't snowed over there, nigga, we be winning the game right now.
Yes, sir.
I'll blame anything, bro. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
It says Val Watts is unable to join the live.
Listen, Val Watts and keep requesting, nigga, we be up.
That's what it
is. Niggas will blame everything on the loss.
Hey, but for real, that's a fact.
Hey, why blaming everybody make you feel better? Like you be on the game and like somebody walk past in your peripheral vision and you miss a touchdown or something, but they score on you. But like, damn, if you in the wall pad, they don't be nowhere near the TV.
Get out of my way. Get out of my way. Like, you making me lose. You still say the shit when you was a little kid. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, shit make you feel better, though.
Yeah, dude. Like, get out of my way. Why are you talking to me?
Man.
Yeah. You can still say that in your adulthood. Same shit you said when you was a kid.
I still do my old lady. No, not talk to me if the game close, bro. Everybody in the house is on. In the dog house, nigga, if I lose.
That's a fact. What else we got, man, before we get on up out of here, for real?
Man, shit, I can't think of nothing for real, bro. I'm trying to think, what else I see online? I can't think of nothing for real. Have you ever been swallowed up? I've been saying that shit all day, bro. This nigga.
What is that?
This nigga. What's his name? The nigga they said was at the P. Diddy Freak House. Damn, the pastor.
Yeah,
you ain't seen that video. Somebody's like, you ever been swallowed? Look, Tino, have you ever been swallowed?
Okay.
I've been saying that shit all day, dog. That shit had me rolling, man.
Hey, TDJ, hey, he need to chill, dog.
That man, extra kinky.
What is he talking about?
Kinky.
Yeah, he need to be silent.
Man.
Well, what he
T said she went to his church before. It's crazy. T went to go see TD.
Nah. Hey, she ain't talking about touchdown either.
Nigga, I can see the TV in your reflection, nigga.
She said, sir, I did not.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you did. Hey,
this is season 3, episode 10 of the Dope Dope Podcast, man. We appreciate y'all rocking with us. Hoodie, what you got going on other than being sleepy today, man?
Man, what do I got going on? Shit, awards still coming. We gotta get on that shit. Music coming. I got a lot of shit coming down. Twerking and brunch coming.
When's that? When are you bringing that back?
Hopefully next month, bro.
What's up with the Dynasty 2?
Dynasty 2 coming. I got that coming. I got some surprises, too, dog. I had some niggas that got their hands on the Dynasty shit reach out to me. Some producers. So I got a surprise coming, dog.
Nah, that's what's up.
Yeah. But other than that, man, I'm going to flow with it, bro. Enjoying life, man. Living life.
Yeah. Same here, man. Same here. Kicking it, man.
Don't act all modest, nigga. Tell
me. Me and the
drop your nuts fam, on these niggas.
All Things Apply podcast, man. With me, with King Ackler, man, and the fam on there, man.
We on there. Everybody.
Yeah, well, me and the wife and my daughter been on there. We got a few things stored up. So we gonna drop that. We gonna stay doing that for a little bit too, just having fun.
What y'all gonna be talking about, bro?
All Things Apply, any and everything. Ain't you know what I'm saying? We gonna talk about any and everything on there too.
Y'all gonna have the tough discussions and shit on there too.
I don't know, but that's a good point. That's a good topic.
Yeah, like you know, neighborhood shit like that.
Yeah, that's a good topic to bring up, but man, we just be on there, you know what I'm saying, talking about a little silly family shit.
Yeah.
Talking about a little random shit, and then other times, you know what I'm saying, might bring people on, like other family. They might get on and kick it. Shit, I'm pull you on.
Hey, man, why y'all let that damn dog just go crazy? My bad, bro. Look, family shit.
Yeah, family shit like that. Yeah, I'm pull you on there too. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to drop that soon. All Things Apply podcast, man. Make sure y'all go follow, like, and share that when it drops. We
gotta add. I don't know, bro. See, I ain't Cliff Huxtable either, though, bro. Like I'm more Bernie, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm learning. Like,
do you cuss at your kids?
Yes, I'm cussing on the first little.
Okay, you do. I ain't want to do a big, you know. I ain't want you coming there. You like, and you know, we try to have what they be calling that shit. I ain't want you to be like, I'll be doing gentle parenting. I'm like, hey, get your motherfucking ass in there and wash the dishes.
Yeah. Why are you doing that shit? What is wrong with you?
Yeah. All right, see, yeah, we rocking then. I'll definitely tap in. Man, I'll bring me and my old lady. Yeah, let's tap in.
Yeah. Nah, that's what's up. And it started like, man, I record some shit just being silly, man, and then they jumped on being silly too. I'm like, man, look, we can record this.
Hey, because 2 Chainz and Halo getting that bag.
Yeah. Oh, they really are. Yeah. Halo a fool too.
Yeah.
So, we'll drop that shit soon, man. I got a few episodes already that we record over the holidays, so I'm gonna drop that shit.
Now, is this a different branch? Is this under the Dope Dope banner? Or is this under the Ackland family branch?
This is the Ackland family shit.
So,
other than that too, we're gonna keep this Dope Dope thing rocking too. I'm sure we're gonna get some more shit going on too. So,
yes sir.
Hey, stay tuned, man. Stay tuned.
Yes sir. Yes sir.
In the block every Monday at 8, man. Me and Hoodie and whoever else is out here, other Dope Dope family members like T with the bonnet didn't want to get on here tonight.
Nah, she's trash. I'm gonna call her right now while she here.
She might rock with us next week.
If T was a real nigga, she would have popped on here with us. I'm gonna call her out.
Yeah. Hey, but look, we appreciate y'all rocking with us tonight, man. Listen, I'm about to get out here and go talk shit to the Eagles because They playing like shit already, and I'm sick of them.
Man. What's the score?
10-0 to the Tampa Bay, dog. Baker Mayfield. You know how much shit I talk about Baker Mayfield over the years, dog?
man. It's looking ugly. Well, shit, man. I wish you and the Eagles the best of luck. And if it don't happen, you got next year, bro.
The fact. Hey, Amari said Anna B on next week. We're going to have a guest on next week. Anna B. I guess we're going to find out next week. Shout out to Anna B.
I thought you might have. They do music?
Yeah. More to come.
Okay, so they do music. Yeah, they do music.
Music.
Bad.
Anna B's an artist. Cool. Yeah. But anyway, man, we appreciate your hoodie, man. Have a good week, man.
Already, man. Most definitely, bro. Man. Tune in next week.
We about her. Peace.